The Little Fish That Got Away by Bernardine Cook. Once upon a time, there was a little boy who liked to go fishing. See, there he goes, over there on the other page. He went fishing every day, but he never caught any fish. In fact, all he ever did catch was a bad cold. Except one day, and you will never believe it. He dug some worms and he put them in a can. He got the long tree limb that he called a fish pole. He put the pole over his shoulder and off he went. He came to his favorite spot where he never caught any fish. He put a worm on the pin and the pin in the water, and he waited and waited and waited. Then he saw a great, great big fish. It swam around and around and around and around and around and around and around, like this. It looked at the worm on the pin, it wiggled its tail, then it swam around and around and around and around and around, right back to wherever it came from, just like this. Yes, it did. The little boy waited and waited and waited. Then along came a great big fish, and it swam around and around, and around and around and around, just like this. It looked at the worm on the pin, it waggled its tail, then it swam around and around and around and around and around, right back to wherever it came from, just like this. Yes, it did. The little boy waited and waited and waited. Then along came a big fish, and it swam around and around and around and around and around, like this. It looked at the worm on the pin, it wiggled its tail, then it swam around and around and around and around and around, right back to wherever it came from, just like this. Yes, it did. So the little boy waited and waited and waited. Then along came a little fish, and it swam around and around and around and around and around, just like this. Yes, it did. It looked at the worm on the pin, it wiggled its tail, then it swam around and around and around and around and around, right back to wherever it came from, just like this. Yes, it did. The poor little boy thought sadly that he wasn't going to catch any fish again that day. But he looked down in the water, and there in the water was the great, great big fish coming back again. It swam around and around and around and around and around. It looked at the worm on the pin. It waggled its tail. Then it ate the worm, and the little boy pulled the great, great big fish out of the water. And he put him in a basket he kept under the tree in case he should ever catch any fish. He put another worm on the pin, put the pin in the water, and pretty soon the great big fish came back again. It swam around and around. It looked at the worm on the pin. It waggled its tail. Then it ate the worm, and the little boy pulled the great big fish out of the water and put him in the basket he kept under the tree in case he should ever catch any fish. He put another worm on the pin, put the pin in the water, and pretty soon the big fish came back again. It swam around and around. It looked at the worm on the pin. It waggled its tail. Then it ate the worm. The little boy pulled the big fish out of the water and put him in the basket he kept under the tree in case he should ever catch any fish. He put another worm on the pin, put the pin in the water, and waited, and waited, and waited. And pretty soon, the little fish came back again. It swam around and around and around and around and around, like this. It looked at the worm on the pin. It waggled its little tail. It sniffed at the worm. The little boy sat very quiet and thought, "Hurry up, little fish, and eat the worm. Then I'll go home and show mother and father all the fish I caught." But the little fish didn't bite the worm. It looked and looked, and then it swam around and around and around and around and around, right back to where it came from, And the little boy laughed right out loud. Yes, he did. Then he picked up his basket with the great, great big fish in it, and the great big fish in it, and the big fish in it. And he started home. When he got home, he showed his mother the fish, and she was very happy to have the fish. She cleaned them and cooked them for supper that night. His father ate the great big fish. His mother ate the big fish. And the little boy ate the great, great big fish because he was so hungry. Yes, he did. While they were eating, the little boy told how he caught the fish and how the little fish wouldn't eat the worm on the pen. And they all laughed and laughed about the little fish that got away.